color inkjet printer has died. I'm in the market for a new color printer. I'm thinking maybe I ought to invest in a laser printer. Any suggestions that anybody has as to what brand or type might be favorable?
Yeah, I have a printer. It's pretty good. It's 1102W.
What brand is it again?
HP.
That's actually what my recommendation was going to be to the personal. Laser jets make it pretty easy to work with. A lot of them only have one or two buttons in the center. And sometimes they either don't have a LCD display or their display light does something useful. Right. Just avoid the multifunction units. They're quite hard to do.
Recently, I have come across a weird issue where I have to click on videos that are embedded, so JAWS does not see the actual place where you click on the video. If a sighted person puts the cursor on my iPhone, right where the video is, I can then hit play and play the video. I can't never go back to it, but I can play it once.
Have you tried another screen reader?
We've tried everything, and the only embedded code is NVDA.
I was going to say, I'll bet that's the case. And they seem to see more things than Jesus.
What do I need to tell them to do so that it's not an embedded code? Do I need to tell them to make a link to the video?
Which they probably won't know how to do.
So in NVDA, it actually shows up as, or you can tell it's actually a link to a YouTube. You can't see the joke.
Have you talked to Freedom Scientific to see if they would troubleshoot? You should just give them the website and say, I can't use this with JAWS. Why not? Because they'll probably be able to tell you real quick. And they'll also probably be able to tell you what either they can do or what the website people need to do. And also tell them that it works with NVDA.
And what is NVDA?
NVDA is non-visual desktop access.
It's a free screen reader.
I think the website is NV Access, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's an open source program, if I remember correctly. It really does amazingly well, considering it costs $1,000 less than what JAWS costs. But I think most longtime JAWS users would probably agree that NVDA is not quite there. I wouldn't switch to it as my primary screen reader. But for someone who doesn't have access to JAWS, it's pretty wonderful.
I was never, ever going to try it because the voices made me crazy. But recently, John and I had to be on some websites, and we found in order to maneuver them, we needed to use a combination of JAWS and NVDA.
I had my social security number hacked, evidently. So one of the things they told us to do is start looking into some of these identity
protection sites.
And the one we chose was
Trusted ID.
Trusted ID. You could answer the question in the JAWS, but you couldn't submit it. So you had to go to NVDA to submit, but the NVDA didn't really allow you to answer the question. So you had to kind of go back and forth between screen readers. So it was very strange.
David, our request and a question is for Deanne Elliott, who can't be here today. The last session, the giraffe was demonstrated, but there's also another thing called ScanJig, which is another platform for scanning. Anyway, she bid for that and got it at the auction, but I'm sort of having trouble putting it together. Does anybody have a scan jig and been able to figure out how to put it together? Who would be willing to talk to her about it?
I do have one, and I ended up calling the manufacturer, who was very nice and very willing to talk to me as long as he needed to explain to me how to put it together. If Deanne would give me a call at work, I'd be happy to explain it to her.
You sort of put it together, but couldn't find a place where you just sort of like naturally snap in your iPhone.
You don't actually snap it in. There's a little shelf you have to attach. It's got little pegs in it. Contrary to what you would think, there's a hole in the upright piece of it that feels just like, oh, that's where the camera or the iPhone must go. But it doesn't. It goes above that. The camera has to be above the top of that upright. So you just put that little shelf on there, and it leans at enough of an angle that the iPhone stays in place. And the beauty of the scan jig is that you can use it with any mobile device, iPads, iPhones, everything. It's adjustable.
What is a scan jig?
The scan jig and the giraffe are devices for holding a mobile device with OCR capability and paper so that they're at the right angle and distance from each other so that you can scan them effectively.
There's actually four of them, I think.
There's the scan jig,
there's the giraffe, there's the scan stand, and there's one more device, and I can't think of the name of it now.
And they're relatively inexpensive. I think most of them are under $50. They're good.
One that's like $15.